Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode
273. Oompa Loompa Doompa-dee-doo, here is the Nard with a show for you. Oompa Loompa Doompa-dee-dee, if you're a bear, you will listen to me.
What would you do if you're bored to death?
You can go online on the internet.
Check out the website bearpodcast.com.
When you find the site, you'll feel at home.
Hope you like the look of it.
Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Duck. If no one listens, who gives a fuck? We will live in happiness too, like the Oompa Loompa Doompa Dee Doo.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and this is the podcast for bears and cubs.
Are you sure about that, Maynard?
I think so. There are lots of chasers, too. And, yeah, this is a podcast here based in Houston, Texas. And we have a special interview today, but with Gary. Yeah, we had talked about... Drenched Fur, but the summer version of Drenched Fur. But before we get to that, I'd like to talk about a listener. But his name is Devin from Chicago. I met him in Chicago during Bear Pride.
Hey Devin.
Okay, so he emailed me. Emailed us. I think you got the email too. Anyway, he says here, hey, Nard and Ray, just thought I'd drop a note to say how much I've been enjoying listening to Bear Podcast lately. And Nard, I don't know if you remember, but we met very briefly at the Nuts to Butts dance at Bear Pride this year. Yeah,
Devin.
Don't you just love the name, Nuts to Butts? So, I ran off to get a picture with you, and I can't seem to find it now. I had a few drinks by then, so maybe I forgot to take one. Mm-hmm. I'm friends with Jeff, who I saw there too. Oh, Jeff! Yeah, Jeff from the Chaser
Show.
I'm gonna see him in a couple of days. Maybe next week. I'll see him next week.
Did he send us a photo of himself? See, everybody say, "Hey, we're great listeners," but they never send photos of themselves.
Oh yeah, we'll. You know what? One Chaser Show, we're going to have him in the show because there's lots of things we're going to talk about with him. Okay, so he's asking, are you doing another Chaser Show soon? I'd love to participate in one. Yes. Yes, Devin, if you're listening. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll Devin, he's been saying that for 3 months now. There has not yet been a Chaser Show.
We haven't had a Chaser Show for a long time. It's been a long time. Anyway, by the way, Ray, you look awesome in that leather harness picture, and I love the sound of your voice. Your stutter voice. Hugs, Devin. Yeah, it's your charming southern voice, Ray.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. How y'all doing?
Hi,
Devin. How you doing? Send me a link, please.
Okay, so
Devin, okay. We got a website.
I know what website that is. Okay, Devin. Yeah. He better send pictures. He should audition. What do you think?
Yes, you need to send pictures so you can audition.
Anyway, okay. So let's move on. We're going to have... the next segment is with Gary. He's joined us and he's going to talk about Drenched Fur in summer.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Hey, everyone, this is Nard.
And this is Ray. And yes, that's Buddy barking in the background.
His buddy's joining us too, yeah. But more importantly, we have a guest. Yes, he's Gary from Erie, Pennsylvania to talk about Drenched Fur. Hey, Gary.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Gary?
Welcome to the show again.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for having me back.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome having you on board every time. So let me ask you, how's Pride for you? Pride in last month. Yeah, did you attend any Pride festivities?
I did. Mm-hmm. Pride was good. I was very busy, but it was good overall.
Ah, okay. Did you march or did you... watch?
Well, I did Pride here in Erie, where I'm at, and I also attended Pride in Pittsburgh, where I'm active in the Bear Club, which is 2 hours south of me. So at Erie, we had a picnic, which I serve on the committee. So we fed over 330 people.
Wow.
We had a busy picnic. And then the very next day, I was in Pittsburgh at the festival. Other guys marched in the Pride parade while I held down the fort at the festival with our information booth.
Wow, you've been very busy.
Yeah,
and you're doing that. Ray and I were in our floats and stuff. We got busy with that one.
I saw a
float.
Very...
Maynard was walking around in a tutu.
I saw that. I saw Hello Kitty.
No. Me and my Hello Kitty head and my tutu. Ray, what were you wearing? You were wearing leather that time, right? Or oh no, you're just wearing shirts at the parade.
Just t-shirts and shorts. It was too hot. The leather.
No, that was the other day. That's right. When you ran for, what is it? Daddy of Montrose. That's right.
It's too hot today too.
Yeah, that's right. But no, anyway, so here we're having you in the show, and we would like to hear more about your new project this year, Drenched Fur.
Okay,
summer schedule, right?
Yeah, it's a summer event. I'm calling it the Drenched Fur Summer Event, or as some of my committee likes to call it, Drenched Fur 5.5.
It's half the year, so 5.5.
Yeah, I decided not to do the 0.5 only because it's a little different, and I don't want people to get confused or not understand, especially if they're new to possibly coming in a tent. I don't think they would understand what the fraction or decimal means.
Yeah, that's right.
No, they could probably understand it's like Galactica 2.5 or something like that.
So, yeah.
But, you know, so where are y'all doing the event at?
Yeah.
We are going to a local amusement park. It's called Waldemere. It has been in Erie here for quite some time. In fact, I'm trying to recall how long they've been around, actually, as a amusement park. I think it's been almost 110 years, maybe, or more.
Wow. 110 years, wow.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time. They're actually considered the fourth oldest amusement park in the state, and I think the 10th oldest in the nation.
Wow.
So they've been around the block a while.
Yeah, they've been around for quite a while. It's a smaller size amusement park. It's not as big as, say, Kings Island or Cedar Point, SeaWorld Resort, or any of those things. In fact, I'm trying to think if down in Texas you have anything similar to it.
Not anymore. Well, not in Houston.
Well, not in Houston, no.
Not in Houston, no.
Well, we have the water park somewhere, I guess, to which the water war y'all have, which is Schlitterbahn.
Yeah,
right, and that's a local chain down there, though, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of more – Waldemere is much more a family function, like as far as ownership and how it's handled. It's smaller. They only have, two coaster rides, like two dark rides, so to speak. I think like one water type ride. But then several years ago, actually more than a decade now, probably, they added a water park section. So that's the cool thing is they have both an amusement park and a water park all in one facility. And you can do either one or the other or both.
Mm-hmm. Wow, must be a very busy weekend. Wait, let me ask you, when is the event?
It's going to be held Saturday, August 22nd.
Oh, okay.
So it's a one-day deal. The whole concept is to be something much less intensive than an entire run weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I want a little downtime.
Oh, is this the first time you're going to do a summer? Yeah, it is the first time, right?
Yes.
Okay, something different.
Is this the same place y'all do Drench Fur at in the winter?
No, it is not.
It is
a different place.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the place that we do the regular Drenched Fur, so to speak, winter event is an indoor water park. So this year, we are actually outdoors for the summer
event.
Oh,
that's cool. Well, that's good. So,
and it's always good.
I noticed on the schedule, it's BYOG, bring your own grub. Are there any prizes for the best basket?
You know, I had not considered that, but I suppose we could come up with something.
Mm-hmm. You could tell. Hey, Maynard, maybe we can give him a lifetime supply of free podcast.
I don't know if we can handle that. No, we can probably do that. You would record it. Wow, it's going to be exciting.
They just get a free subscription. We'll tell them how to do it on iTunes, and they get to download it for free.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Give him a link. Give him a card or something.
Wow. Or maybe Ray could donate something from his new business venture.
Oh, that's right.
I gotta get the business venture up. If I get the business venture up on August 1st, I'll work something out for you. I'll get you something going.
Did I just hear Ray say that he needs to get it up first before he can actually make
that's
it
right? If I can't get it up by August 1st, for sure.
Yeah, Ray. We'll see August 1st. He'll get it up. Don't worry, he will get it up. Right. He always gets it up. Okay, so anyway, back to Drenched Fur. We got distracted there. How many are we expecting to come? Do you have a lot registered right now?
Actually, it's exactly where I thought we would be, which is very minimal actual people signing up, because there's a couple of things. And I knew going into this, it's summertime. People, they're a lot more non-committal, I think, because weather's a big factor for them in the summer. With other things going on. It's also the month of August, and it's 2 weeks out from Labor Day. So I know a lot of people are kind of just feeling things out, and the committee's been telling me there's a lot of talk. And I kind of expected that. And to be honest with you guys, I am not looking for a huge turnout in the scale of what we normally have. You know, I'm not looking for like 200 plus. I'll be completely honest. The way we started Drenched Fur with the indoor water park was we thought, well, if we get like 20 people, we'll be golden. And that first year it turned into 70. Mm-hmm. So if that predicts anything, then I'm shooting for like 15 to 20, and hopefully we'll have just as good a turnout the first time. But we'll see. It'll be interesting.
I'm imagining it's going to be like a gay day almost. Eventually, I mean, if you keep doing this in the summer, and then people mm-hmm. would be coming over, and the more numbers you get throughout the years, so we're going to keep doing it. Yeah, it's going to be like gay days there, and everybody will be wearing red. And no, I don't, well, maybe in the future, who knows? If this really clicks, then that'd be awesome.
Yeah, you need to wear like a collar or something so everybody knows between the straight bears and the gay bears, so no wives get offended and get in a fight.
Right.
You're right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So this is outdoors with swimsuits. Oh, you have to wear swimsuits.
Oh. Well, you do have to wear swimsuits at the indoor one too, Maynard.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, I don't know.
It's just a lot easier to grow up there.
Yeah. But this is a family event. Well, gay family event, I guess. So it's going to be...
Hopefully we don't have no like Norbit water park stuff going on. One of the big boys hits the water slide and then goes shooting off the wall and all that kind of stuff. Did y'all see that in Norbit?
A Norbit. Oh, yeah, that's right. People screaming and the chick, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think it'll be quite like that. I have had some folks ask me some questions already about attending. And in fact, I've had a person talk to me about they were uncomfortable maybe with going because they were concerned about, you know, their personal body image and if they went and, you know, do I think that a T-shirt will be acceptable in the water park section. And I told him it totally should, because I've never known of a water amusement place that would not allow you to wear a shirt. I just kind of...
Yeah.
I think the most things they have a big gripe with is cut-off jeans because of all the threads.
Mm. Oh, that, of course. You really need to wear trunks whenever you're in there.
Yeah, well, it's a funny place. Hopefully no thongs.
Yeah, well, true. I mean, not only the cut-off so much, but I know... at the indoor water park, a big issue for them that they want to avoid is rivets in jeans or in trunks. Any type of metalage, like, you know, rivets and that kind of stuff that'll cause scratches in the slides and that.
Oh, that's right, because that's a big factor. Some metal buttons that are protruding or something. I don't know. That could probably happen. But usually people just go there with the wearing Speedos and probably swimming trunks, really. I've never seen anyone who really have studs in their shorts. Yeah. So this is going to be a whole day event starting at 11 a.m. How's the weather there at that time? Is it going to be in the 70s, 80s or something?
August, I believe that we're expected to be in the 80s, possibly creeping towards 90, although it seems like this summer is totally not working out to any forecasting. So.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
it's pretty nice, 11 o'clock in the morning, starting that time. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Just the whole day.
Well, what we're looking to do is to actually get together just to eat before going in, just kind of as a social hangout, see what's going on, and more of a, I'm thinking logistically about gathering people together, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier. We're just kind of munching and eating stuff.
That's right. But you really have to bring your own food. But the attendees might even expect that you're providing food or something.
Well, I would hope for the very minimal price that they're paying, they would realize that we're not providing anything. And they'll get a pay of food.
Is it a discounted price or something that you guys are getting, a deal just to get in? Because does the registration include the ticket itself?
Yes. What we decided was, let me backtrack a little bit. Waldemere is unique in that they do not charge an admission gate fee. They allow you to walk the grounds, at least of the amusement park, for free. If you want to ride the ride, you can actually buy tickets to go on the rides, or you can buy an all-you-can-ride, they call it a ride-a-rama, and basically it's a wristband, and you wear that, and then you can go on as many rides as many times as you want, pretty much till you can. So the water park is a little different, though, because they don't really have tickets, per se, for the water park, so that's more of a gated access type situation. So what we're doing is called a combo pass, which is for $17, you get both the all-you-can-ride and all-you-can-slide. So
nice. Sweet. All-you-can-ride, all-you-can-slide. I like that.
I'm perverted that sounds. But anyways, that way when you go in, you can do both of them. So the good thing about what we're doing for the summer event is I have some folks, even a couple of folks on my committee that are not big ride people, due to, getting sick and that kind of stuff from certain types of rides. So there's actually some folks going that are going to hang out and just kind of socialize as opposed to going on the rides. So for the amusement park portion, that's kind of fun and different because I know some folks are like, well, I don't know, if I'm really going to ride anything. And I said, well, you can still attend and hang out with us. It's not like exclusive.
Oh, is that exclusive? Okay.
They can find a shady area and sit there and watch the people.
There is nothing wrong with watching people go by at all.
Boy watching, yeah.
Especially if there were lots of daddies like Ray walking around.
Watching Hubert Dad walking around, yeah.
I'm sure there's a bunch of Bubbas there somewhere walking around.
Yeah. But in a water park, what's really nice, the last time I attended or I went to a water park here in Houston, it was a water park by the Astroworld. It was really nice because, you wear your trunks and there's this play area and then there's this water splashing all over. There's this constant showering on you. And
manager, not at the bathhouse.
There's no, not that kind of showering. No. Not the one that I go to. But then it's actually just chatting with people, just hanging out and water splashing on you like you're in a shower. And it's really nice. It's cool. Although you're under the sun, it's really cool because of the water and just chatting with people. It's just nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I was there. Because there's none here in Houston. Well
there's Splash Town if you want to go out there and play with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, one of the girls, there's another water park. It's like out west part of Houston. It's like a family-owned little water park type deal that's about an hour out of town. And I was like, what?
There is one?
Yeah, there is one. So
I don't know. Maybe Austin or something. Maybe. So, okay. So what are the dates again? August 22nd.
That's August 22nd.
August 22nd, okay.
We're pretty much doing it as a one-day event because – for a couple of years, the guys have said that have attended the winter drenched fur event, the indoor water park. They've said, oh, it'd be so cool if you did something, you know, when the weather's good and they're, you know, we kind of said amongst each other, well, going to an indoor water park when the weather's good doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Unless it's like Houston and really hot and it's AC'd and very nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. Up here, it doesn't necessarily get so hot that you want to be inside to be in the water. So it's a little different, but we're planning on just doing one day, really meant to be, you know, kind of an afternoon to evening thing. And depending on who's here, we might do something afterwards. I kind of left a lot of that open because we're just going to wait and see, you know, it's kind of our virginal experiment, so to speak.
Oh, cool. We like virginal.
Well, good luck on that. It's a first venture for Drenched Fur on the summer. That's awesome. It's a good project.
Gary, where can they go and register or buy tickets?
They can go to drenchedfur.com, and at the very top across the, you'll see that there are different buttons on the menu. You just click on registration, and there's 40 days left as of this recording. You can fill out your information and put in a request, and then it just like with normal with us, you go to PayPal and make your payments, and it's all set up. And then that way we have our prepayment squared up, because we have to get our group discounts squared up a week in advance. So we do have a little bit of a cutoff. We know some folks are going to kind of want to wait till towards the last moment, but hopefully that'll work out for most folks.
That is awesome. I wish I was there. It's been nice to be in a cooler weather and being among bears and, you know, just sliding in the slides, yeah. Under the water. That's so nice. I wish I could go to a pool with a slide in very soon. But anyway, okay, so everybody out there listening, go to drenchedfur.com for more information. How about some bear events, guys? Okay, how about here in Houston? My friend Hans Payan has an art gallery, and he's having an exhibition called Experimenting with Bears, a homoerotic show about the beauty of the husky man and his body. For adults only. So where is it? It's going to be in Montrose, 2016 Dunleavy Street, Houston, Texas. So that's going to be on July 25th. The gallery will be open from 6 p.m. until midnight. Yes. And so who's the artist? Hans Payan, who started creating this collection early this year in Istanbul and continued in his studio here in Houston. Experimenting with Bears is a mix of mediums and styles such as pragmatic realism, modern cubism, and as well as Hans's vision of impressionism and a bit of the classical Spanish approach. It aims to evoke the bear movement and culture in the gay community worldwide. Bears are described as husky, hairy, and masculine men that are gay but do not stereotypically act as such. Whatever that means. Bear men are all around us. They are invisible to most people as gay men because they do not fit in the typecast of what most people assume are queer. Bears are bears. So this is for adults only and is not suitable for underage individuals. Adults that can be offended by explicit nude gay images should not come to the show. Oh well, too bad for them. They're missing a lot. Okay, so it's going to be on July 25th. Check it out. You can send an email to Hans at the Hans Payan Art Gallery at hotmail.com or call him 713-894-4480. Nice PSA, yeah. Okay, now for other events in other cities. Fun for All Weekend in Minneapolis, Minnesota on July 24th. So it's time again for Minnesota's big summer bear run. This year we're calling it the Fun for All Weekend. We have a fun mix of events with something for everyone. So with your run badge, it includes a Friday block party at Innuendo. That's where Shannon Grady plays, doesn't he? That's where he plays music. Okay, so there's a party bus too, so that'd be awesome. and Saturday grill. Okay, grill and greet. And all you can eat plus our monthly beer bust with 150 fellow bears. Yeah, that's impressive. 150. Okay, so huge Acotinial fireworks, the largest annual fireworks show west of the Mississippi, under Bear Glow Ball with glow sticks and body paint. Oh, look at this. Luxury Yacht 3R Lock and Dam River Cruise on the mighty Mississippi. Nice. 3-hour cruise. And they have show tunes at the Eagle. Show tunes at the Eagle. I don't know about that. That's kind of weird to hear show tunes at the Eagle. I don't know. It's just my take. I would imagine it's got rock music or heavy metal music but at the Eagle. But no, they have show tunes. Okay, so yeah. Check it out. Check their website out at ncbears.com. Utah Bear Ruckus. Yes, I've had Jeff Bear in SLC. Jeff in the show before, and he used to be in Salt Lake City, and we used to talk about Utah Bear Ruckus that his club always does, but Jeff moved to Minnesota. Okay, so it's going to be in Salt Lake City, Utah, July 24th. So it's that year, it's that time of the year again, the 5th annual Utah Bear Ruckus. The theme is Not So Skinny Dipping. I really don't know what that means, but it sounds like swimming, but not nude. Maybe. I don't know. So they are putting together the final details for the weekend, and they're keeping everything you love about the weekend, but planning for more. Camping, food, bear jam with guest DJ, hospitality suite. No, hospitality tent. You have a tent. Food galore, movies in the dark. I wonder what kind of movies. That should be interesting. Okay, so for more info, go to utahbears.com. Bear Albany presents Blue Collar Bear Weekend. Albany, New York, July 24th. Wow. They start off with a berry oaky at George Bar. Yes, and bear snacks and no cover. Nice. It's 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. That's good. So on that Saturday, they have you started the day at the Spa Virgo. Yes, pamper yourself and get your paws done with its paws done. Well, paws did. It says, actually, it says here, paws did. So, they have a paws. Big Bear Barbecue and Pool Party. And, yeah, that's nice. Very nice. Heated pool and spa. It's always nice. Make sure you take a nap. You take a bear nap, then join Bear Albany for the Blue Collar Party. Blue Collar Bear Party at the newer, bigger rocks at the 77 Central Avenue. The party starts at 9 p.m. and you'll see hot, furry men partying their asses off. Yeah, interesting. So go to the website is bearalbany.com. Yeah. So that's it. That's it for now. Let's go back to the show. Okay, so Gary, let's talk about other stuff. I forgot to tell you about the towels. The towels are great. Yes, thank you so much.
Actually, one of my boys got his butt beat over that towel.
Oh.
Yes, he tried to wash it with the regular towels, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" Well, then I whipped his ass. No excuse. There was no reason for him to touch the towel. It was up on the shelf, away from everything, and he was out there messing with it. He got his butt beat.
Oh, okay. Did you take
videos? Was that an enjoyable experience for you, Ray, or?
Well, it's always an enjoyable experience when I get to spank somebody, but.
Yeah.
But it's very enjoyable because he had screwed up and he knew it because he'd been messing with stuff he shouldn't have been messing with.
I see. But mine, I just keep mine, and it's nice to use it. I mean, I showed it to Mike and he really liked it too. So, but that's only those are the only two left that you guys have in from the last Drenchfer, right?
Right. Well, to help explain, not this year for Drenchfer 5, but for Drenchfer 4, we had a limited number of those made for purchase, and we had some that carried over to this year, and we sold out all but a couple, which I decided to use appropriately. So I gave two to the two of you for thank yous for all the stuff with Bear Podcast and helping support Drinker's Fur.
Yay.
And there's another bear-focused podcast that's getting one. They don't necessarily like.
Oh, we're losing you. Say again. Say again.
It's another cast.
We're losing you a bit. Are you on wireless?
Yeah.
Oh. We're losing Gary. Hello, Gary. Are you there?
Yes.
That's weird. I might need to reconnect him. Hold on, Gary.
We're going to call you back.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're good again. Gary, are you there? Hello?
Am I back?
Okay, you're back. Somehow your audio is getting blurry. Okay. What were you saying earlier again?
So what I was saying is with the towels is the ones that we had left, there was just a handful. And so what I decided was I sent to the two of you, and then I also have one more, which is technically the absolute last one that doesn't have an owner as of yet. I'm sending it to another podcast. They don't know they're getting it.
But ooh.
The funny part is it's a group of guys, and I know that there's going to be some fighting over it.
So I see. Okay.
I'll be curious to hear their podcast later, but they
I'll probably hear from them.
Or something.
Are they from San Diego?
I cannot say.
You cannot say? Or are they from Minnesota?
Yes, I'm not going to give any hints away.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to try to meet up with the crew in San Diego next week.
Are you really?
Yeah, he's going to be in.
I'm going to Comic-Con.
Let's go to Comic-Con. I'm really jealous. Actually, the episode before this is the guy from Comic-Con. We have the PR. He's the representative from Drenchfer. You're the representative from Drenchfer. He's the representative
for Comic-Con.
Marketing director from Comic-Con. Yeah, we had him in the show. So, Ray's gonna meet up probably with him and the guys from 619 Bearcast.
So do you think you might be on the 619 Bearcast, Ray?
I do not know. One of the guys that I talked to out there, he said, "Hey, I want to introduce you to these guys." And I'm like, "What podcast is that?" Because, I don't follow that many podcasts. And I was like, there's another bear podcast? I was like, "What bear podcast are you talking about?"
Mm-hmm.
And then it was and I knew it was talking about the 619 guys. But, I was just trying to play stupid. So I might meet up with them. I might not. I don't know. Hopefully I'll be able to meet up with them because I know a couple of the names. One's Vince and a couple of the other guys out there.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever talked to any of them. I think I've heard their names mentioned or had people talk to me about
them. You had some of them in the last year's Comic-Con video that you made, Ray.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you did. I think Brian was there. Oh, but you had him in the Comic-Con video that you made with Yeah. God, it's been a long time ago. It's a year. Well, it's been a year now.
God, I can't even remember back that far.
I know. I'm thinking I got to go back and watch that video now.
Yeah. It's around July. We had the Ray made three videos out of that.
I'll just go back and look because I bet you anything I'm going to run into those guys again this year.
I bet. You're going to meet a couple of bears. Yeah, you were able to interview there. That'd be awesome. But anyway, so Gary, we're running out of time. Thank you very much for joining us. It's awesome to have you again.
Not a problem. I look forward to speaking to you guys again in the future, probably about another bear run.
Yeah, that's right. And good luck on your on Drench for summer, for this summer.
Sure, I appreciate it.
So, okay, Gary, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you later, okay?
Thanks, Nard. Thanks, Ray.
Okay. Thanks, man. Talk to you later.
Yep.
All right, that's a great interview with Gary. It's great to have Gary in the show.
Gary, the giver of the towels.
Thank you so much.
And minute since we're wrapping this episode up, you're going to be on vacation when this episode airs, aren't you?
That's right. I'll be out and about going towards Maine. Actually, we're going to go through Detroit, Michigan. yeah, I'm going to meet up with Pinoy Boy from the Oh My Pod.
Pinoy Boy, what's up?
I don't know yet. I think by the map, if you map it from Houston going north, I think we're going to go through Louisiana first and go to Tennessee somehow. That's the easiest way. So
Tennessee?
I'm guessing we're gonna go Dollywood.
Uh-oh, Dollywood. Get out. My sister and them love Dollywood.
Oh, really?
Maybe you can get an interview for the podcast. Make sure you take your recording equipment. Maybe Dahlia sit down and talk about her love for bears.
Mm-hmm. Probably we can do that. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Are you going to stop in Bonton on the way out?
Bonton? Oh, no, Bonton, not... I'm not sure. Maybe we can see Suke.
I'm thinking more I'm thinking more about seeing Eric right now. But
oh, really? Okay.
Eric, Bill, and what's his name? Lafayette.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's it's True Blood. True Blood's really getting really, really good right now. It's just awesome. I really love it. I thought there was a True Blood last week, but there isn't.
No, that was the July 4th week, and there was no show.
Ah, okay. That's why. So we had a delay.
There was a King show, so if anybody watched Kings, there was one on July 4th, so.
Anyway, okay. Something different. Have you been watching I Survived a Japanese Game Show?
No, I have not.
You have not. Did you know that Babalu is in it? Babalu.
I remember I remember hearing some rumors there, or about some big announcement or something. But I never remember what happened. So
it turns out he's one of the contestants in it's hard to say it. I Survived a Japanese Game Show, and he was there. He got kicked out last week. Last Wednesday, and. Well, too bad. I wish he survived a little longer. But,
he's been on the show, I Survived a Maynard Mauling or something like that.
Yeah.
There's not too many bears really survived that.
Or a nard chasing. Yeah. But, yeah, congratulations for being in the show, Babalu. But I'm sorry that you got kicked out. So I guess they're going to have Bears on the Run soon. 2009. But what do you think? They're going to be... doing a West Coast tour, maybe.
Oh, cool.
Maybe. I'm not yet sure. Let's see. Since he's free now. But yeah, what's funny about it is that in one of the games that they had to play, because, you know, it's like Takeshi Castle. It's like Wipeout. There are contests against, two teams against each other. And in one team, he was the catcher. So I find that very amusing.
I thought that was normal.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, you can catch more of Babalu at ABC.
I'll call Fred to find out for sure. I'll get the true gossip
on Babalu. That's right. But anyway, okay, so thank you everyone for listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com
or ray@bearpodcast.com, or better yet, you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's right. You can actually call our phone number and leave us a little voicemail. It's just like one ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy, and you got us.
Yeah, leave a voice comment, and we'll play the show. It'd be awesome to hear from you guys.
And remember, that number is 206-222-BEAR.
And catch us on MySpace and Facebook. We're there. The links are on the website. And also on Twitter. Bear Podcast on Twitter. And individually, Ray and I have our own. I am Nard on Twitter. And Ray, what's yours, Ray?
HubearDad at Twitter.
Yeah, HubearDad. H-O-U, Bear Dad. Yeah. And subscribe via iTunes. Yeah, and tell your friends about the show. It's awesome to, tell your friends about it. And... spread the word. Spread the podcast. Okay, so Ray, I'm probably going to see you this... by the way, I have your cards. I have your business cards for...
Cool.
Yeah, I got it already. I'll probably see you in the next few days.
Okay.
And you're all set for Comic-Con, right?
Sweet.
Awesome. Okay, so we'll catch you guys next week. Thank you. And Bear Radio listeners, thank you. And go to drenchedfur.com.
That's right. And grab a picnic.
Yes, that's right.
It's a bear picnic. at the water park.
Yeah. All right, so we'll catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.